We're getting reaction to the Department of Justice watchdog report that lays out serious problems with the investigation against former USA Gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar. The DOJ Inspector General says FBI agents failed to respond with urgency to complaints that Nassar had sexually abused more than 150 athletes over the course of years. And it said that senior FBI officials in the Indianapolis field office lied to the Inspector General about its investigation. Nassar is serving a 175-year prison sentence, but now some U.S. senators are calling for potential criminal charges for incompetence at the FBI. Joining us now is Rachel Den Hollander. She's a former gymnast and one of Nassar's victims. Rachel, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thanks so much for having me on.
And looking back at your own experience with law enforcement in this case against Larry Nassar, does this report surprise you at all?
You know, I wish I could say that it does, but it really doesn't. The reason I chose to come forward so publicly as the whistleblower was because I was confident that there, in fact, had likely been botched investigations and likely outright corruption with law enforcement. And so as much as I wish I could say this is a surprise, it's not. This is what survivors face all the time. We just finally got a spotlight on this case.
Yeah, tell me, if you could, your own experience. Did you get the sense when you were speaking with investigators that they were taking you seriously?
So I was incredibly blessed to have a phenomenal investigator in MSU PD, Andrea Munford, and then also a phenomenal prosecutor in Angie Povilaitis. But I, you know, out of every survivor that I work with, Nassar survivors and otherwise, it's incredibly rare to be able to say that. And I think that's something we have to grapple with culturally, is that this report, what it unveils here is not an anomaly. It really is the norm. Out of every 230 rapes reported to the police, only about 6 result in criminal charges, only about 5 result in conviction and jail time. And our conviction rates for non-rape sexual assaults are even worse. And what we see in this FBI report is just some of why we have those dynamics and why survivors don't feel safe to speak up.
One of the things that the report said was that Larry Nassar continued working with young women and girls for a year after authorities were aware of the allegations against him, and that more than 70 athletes in that time were abused. How does that news hit you?
It's horrifying. It's evil. It's disgusting. And it actually downplays the reality of what took place. It was actually closer to 18 months before I came forward publicly. What we need to be asking now is what we're not seeing.
Why do you think there was such an apparent lack of urgency at the FBI?
Yeah, again, this is not unique. This is a story every survivor faces. We have a situation in this country where law enforcement is often very poorly trained to even understand evidence and trauma. What we have to realize is that it took 6 years and hundreds of victims and intense public pressure to be able to shine a light on the failure of law enforcement. Every single FBI officer who did not bother to launch a proper investigation, who did not accurately report, who colluded with USAG, all of those bad actors have moved on. And there are no consequences while the survivors are left to pick up the pieces. If we have seen this much in one case, in one report, after 6 years of pushing for answers, what's happening everywhere else that we're not seeing? To survivors that don't have that kind of help and support.
And you're referring there to the special agent in charge of the Indianapolis field office. His name is Jay Abbott. The Inspector General's report said that he made false statements to investigators and that he was seeking a job with the U.S. Olympic Committee during all of this. So what does accountability at the FBI for these mistakes look like for you? What do you want?
It looks like punitive action. It looks like a recognition of the incredible failure in the system that goes above and beyond the statement that's been released that essentially says bad things happen. We don't want this to happen. This report lays bare the failures and then essentially says, but those failures don't matter enough to have those hard conversations to put real consequences in place.
Rachel, you mentioned those little girls, the victims. Of course, you were a victim as well. And I wonder if the acknowledgement that there were serious errors in this investigation will help you and those other girls somehow heal, or does it just open up the wound even further?
I am grateful for the recognition that we did get. I'm grateful for the DOJ's investigation. If we're going to change what's happening in our culture of rape and abuse that goes straight to the top of law enforcement, We have to start having serious discussions about how we have accountability and consequences for bad actors in law enforcement, because they have all the power and authority and none of the accountability.
Rachel Denhollander is a former gymnast and a whistleblower that helped bring the sexual abuse by Larry Nassar to light. Rachel, thank you so much.
Thank you.